Indian Toastmasters and guests. Year 2018, August 25, Chicago Convention Hall. Announcement is to be made on the winner of the international speech competition. Myself and our DTM, Venu Neelakandan, are sitting there biting our nails and waiting for the result. The announcement came. The winner of the international speech competition, Toastmaster Magendra Bharathi. That was a great moment for me. You remember that moment? Yeah. I became the winner of the international speech competition. On the same night, CNN sent that correspondent to our room to take an interview. He asked me, "Sir, how did you start this career? Tell us your childhood." My mother used to tell me, when I was born, I have not opened my mouth for a few minutes. Then I opened my mouth and said, "My dear Toastmasters, my dear Toastmasters." From that day onwards, that career started, that Toastmaster journey started. Very impressive, sir. And tell us more about your timing and all this grammar, and how you used that language, English language. In that childhood, I used English, very beautiful phrases like, "Give me more English, mummy. Put more chutneys, mummy." And incidentally, the English and chutneys were the theme of the day on that breakfast table. I continued talking for 5 to 7 minutes. Only at dining table I talked for 2 to 3 minutes. Always 5 to 7 minutes, without fillers, without the awesomes, nothing. And I also evaluated my mother's English, particularly the sandwich. I evaluated the sandwich. My mother was very much impressed with the sandwich evaluation. And she started preparing a sandwich 20 feet tall. It has gone into the Guinness World Book record. You can go to the page, what is that, 325 or 425? 425, yeah, 425. Page number 425. And go and verify that record. 20 feet tall sandwich. And the sandwich evaluation. Then I evaluated her lunch as well. "Mummy, you started with a very good beginning with the soup and then ended with that dessert, very good ending. And during that lunch, you know, you have transitioned from sambar to curd. That was a beautiful transition. But scope for improvement is maybe you can add some more sweets in the dessert." So the next day, she prepared 428 sweets. That's also again Guinness World Book record. You can see that. That is in 628, right? Yeah, page number 628 of Guinness World Book record. So that was my childhood days. Very impressive, sir. Then tell us about your college days. College. I studied Martin and one Mohan and one Abraham. Not this Abraham Zakaria, Abraham Lincoln. And then Martin Luther King and this Mohan is Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. So we all studied together. And during the class time, we were always chatting. And the class president, the class master, you know, he told us to, he warned us, "You have to pay the guest fee, no, the penalty fee of 250 rupees at the end of the session, at the end of the class." We paid them. But we have never dispensed with our discussion and chatting during the class time. That was my college days. And what about your professional life? Personal life, wow. This, you know this guy, Steve Jobs, right? He's in heaven. He sent a mail to Tim Cook. He's the CEO of the company Banana or Orange or what's that? Apple. So he sent a mail to that guy asking him to recruit me as a general evaluator. That is a test manager. I went there as a test manager and my general evaluator. Report is very much appreciated by them, and still it is there as an record. You can go and see that in California, in Apple headquarters, you can go and see. So that is my general evaluator report. Great, sir. Then what happened? Then I joined the Chennai Toastmasters Club. I was regular in attending the meetings once in a year, every year. That was my record, still unbeaten in Chennai Toastmasters Club. Then I participated in many contests. Whatever contest they conduct, you know, I participated there. I won all the contests. Now the latest one was in 2018, the International Speech Contest. The rest is history with CTM as a geography.
Okay.